The incinerator. We are at the incinerator behind the house. It is a 4-foot square and made out of cinder blocks about 3 feet high. I have just dumped our trash in there and then set it on fire. We are now sitting on the edge, away from the smoke, striking matches against the cinder blocks. When they flare, we hold on to them until they burn our fingers, and then we throw them into the incinerator. I drop one of the matches on my leg, faking injury so as to lean into Chillicothe. Chillicothe leans back. We turn towards each other, and as if we did it all the time, I start unbuttoning Chillicothe's shirt. It is difficult to unbutton because it has many small white buttons, and as I do it, I keep fumbling. Chillicothe seems disconnected from what's happening. I pull the shirt open, exposing the roads we take through hilltops and hollows as we travel the line between the glaciated and the unglaciated, and I look down at Chillicothe, grinning, unable to believe I am actually about to do, what I have dreamed of so many times. And then Chillicothe says, "This is my first time." I laugh. I say, "You're kidding." Chillicothe whispers back, "I'm sorry." I look down at Chillicothe, my grin fading, marveling at flatness giving way to rolling hills. Chillicothe lies beneath me, embarrassed and vulnerable. This is not the mythically carnal creature of my fantasies. This is a nervous child. Chillicothe says, "I still want to do it. I just thought I should tell you, in case you wondered why I wasn't better. And then over the Scioto, the big Scioto, the great Scioto, a fine river and yet also one among many, and yet still the one that carved the valley, this valley, exceptionally wide. As I am fucking with Chillicothe in the vegetable garden behind the house. No one can see us because we are lying down in between the rows of corn. I am atop Chillicothe and I straddle Chillicothe's chest. My breasts are in Chillicothe's face and Chillicothe cups them. And Chillicothe cups them amid floodplain soils and the hills that extend south past the farmlands and their ordered squares as I lean down and stick my tongue in Chillicothe's mouth. I kiss Chillicothe, move Chillicothe's hands up, hold both of Chillicothe's arm above Chillicothe's head. Then my hips are above Chillicothe's face now, moving slightly, oh so slightly, and then out of the valley, past Mount Pisgah and Swigger Knob, the wild game trails, the war trails, I lower my hips onto Chillicothe's face, then lower over chest, navel, then my hands are inside. Going south to Portsmouth, to the river, and then on south to Ashland, and Chillicothe's head arches back, throat white, as I also arch back, hips grind, breasts high, and somewhere along the way, the hills meet the sky evenly, and the air gets so heavy it is often called blue.